WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas City, and federal agents are investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility this morning.
The gunshots were fired from what investigators say was an elevated position down into an area of the ICE facility where detainees were being moved. While no ICE agents were hurt,
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The FBI's Joe Rothrock says one person in the ICE facility was killed, two were hurt. Police say the shooter took his own life as officers approached. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Central Texas, the owners of Camp Mystic say they will reopen next summer. 27 young campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Camp died in the July 4th catastrophic floods. The new camp will include new safety protocols and a memorial. Mark Zuckerberg, in a post on Thread, says Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users, Meta CEO calling it a milestone. This is ABC News.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On the heels of a $13 million budget shortfall in 2024-25, the Appleton Area School District has begun work on the budget for the 2025-26 school year. At the school board meeting Monday, Holly Burr, Executive Director of Finance, explained state and federal funding methods, calling out that legislators voted to allow school districts to increase the revenue limits by $325 per student for the next school year. However, they did not fund that increase.
So they put in zero extra dollars. So they said, okay, your revenue limit can go up by $325 per member, but we're not giving you any extra money to do it. That's coming from your taxpayers.
Burr told the board that talking to state legislators and impressing upon them that something has to be done is the only way local districts will ever see more funding.
Do not give up. We have to continue to fight. If we give up, then they'll say, oh, yep, education is fine. Let's move on to something else.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the school board that he wants a balanced budget for 2025-26 and future budgets. To that end, a referendum may be needed.
How do we rectify this $13 million deficit by next year? And certainly cutting expenses is not a viable option because that would mean that we are cutting services to students. And so we're looking at the possibility of a referendum.
In the coming weeks, the AASD will mail a survey to all residents of the district to gauge support for a referendum. A decision on a referendum will be made in January. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won three Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Joe Walsh, the former Republican congressman in the 8th District of Illinois. He's the host of the podcast, The Social Contract with Joe Walsh. You can find his Substack page. I'm a subscriber. You should be, too. It's free. Social Contract with Joe Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. .substack.com. On Blue Sky, it's Walsh Freedom at Blue Sky, and on Twitter as well. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Tom, it's always good to be with you. I respect the hell out of what you do, my friend.
Well, thank you. Back at you. I was kind of blown away by this article on Mediaite and one of the rants on your podcast about how the Democratic Party. I guess the thing that kind of kicked me off is Schumer and Jeffries just sent another strongly worded letter to Trump that the Democratic Party doesn't understand the threat they are facing. Can you explain that?
Tom, it's utterly mystifying to me. And again, you know me, former Tea Party guy, only been a Democrat for 3.5 months. But in those 3.5 months, the reaction I've gotten from Democratic voters and grassroots folks has been off the charts. Like it's been, Joe, I disagree with you on Israel and a bunch of issues, but damn it, our house is burning down. Our democracy is disappearing. But then the party establishment, Tom, like the party leadership, has been kind of standoffish, and all of their public statements make it clear that they have no freaking clue about how serious this moment is. And I know it's easy to jump on Schumer's butt because Schumer sounds like he's from back in 1995, but Hakeem Jeffries, would somebody light a fire under him? I wish Nancy Pelosi were 15 years younger and she were still Speaker.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. We have in the Democratic Party a kind of a long tradition of putting people in leadership roles because they're good at raising money or they're good at the administrative stuff of getting legislation passed, you know, big bills, Medicare, Social Security, food stamps. I mean, all these things, basically every piece of the social safety net came out of Democratic legislation. And so, that skill set is important. But I remember Lyndon Johnson really well. I'm a bit older than you, Joe. And LBJ was not just a statesman and not just ultimately a progressive. He was the Senate Majority Leader for a while. Not just really good at getting legislation through and raising money, but he knew how to take names and kick ass. He did not suffer fools gladly. And I try not to pick on the Democratic leadership too much on this program because, hey, we've got to hold together. Even, there are Democrats that I really detest, you know, some of their policies. These guys in the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus who are just basically, you know, taking money from corporations left and right, you know. And yet, we have to work to keep them in power because, you know, look at the alternative.
And Tom, it's just this utter disconnect. I was out there every day last year campaigning in a battleground state for Kamala Harris. And every single day I would say Donald Trump is a fascist. If he gets elected, he's going to do fascist things. Kamala Harris called him a fascist during the campaign. Joe Biden did. Barack Obama did. And then Trump wins. And it's like the leadership and the establishment of the party dropped all of that. And we're going to try to get along with him. We're going to try to work with him. And Trump, from the moment he was sworn in, every damn day, 100 unconstitutional things, 100 attacks on our founding principles. And the Democrats during the campaign who said he's going to be like this, they were nowhere to be found once he became president. Yeah. And I think that's why grassroots Democratic voters are so disappointed in their leadership, rightly so.
So what, two very specific questions. Number one, what specific threat do you see Donald Trump representing to America? And part two, how should Democratic leadership be responding to it? You know, and in a kind of macro or a micro sense, kind of a third question here, sorry to concatenate these on you, Joe, is, you know, you've got this government shutdown coming in a week. Where do you think the Democrats should be? How should they be gaming that out?
Well, A, on that one, Tom, easy. Don't lift a finger.
Yeah.
You got the White House Republicans. You got the House. You got the Senate. You keep the government open. And it either gets to a point where Republicans can keep it open on their own or Republicans come to Democrats on their knees and say, we need two or three or four votes in the House. We need your help. In which case, then Democrats have a list of demands. There are smarter people than me. Two of the demands I'd have is have ICE stand down right now. Get these masked agents off of our streets right now. Either that or all of these rural health facilities and hospitals shutting down. Do something about Medicaid right now. But have a big issue that you're going to hold Republicans hostage for if Republicans have to come
or
to
release
them.
The Epstein files.
Throw that in there. I'm with you. Yeah. Again, that's actually, Tom, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Because there's something there.
It's like Kimmel. The average person can understand it, right? There's a cover-up going on. This is like Watergate. It was the cover-up, not the crime, that was the big deal.
I think that smarter people than me could have their priority list.
Yeah.
But it's got to be huge. And Democrats don't lift a finger to help keep the government open. Look, you hear it as much as I do, and I know it's this nebulous fight. Like, Democratic voters want people who will fight, candidates who will fight. Well, damn it, that is important. Fight outside the box. Do whatever. Don't show up. Don't go to the House for a floor. Get out here. Get in your districts. Hold town halls. Wherever ICE is, you go wherever ICE is. Do something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. So back to the specific threat. Where do you see Trump taking this country, and how specifically do you see it playing out? I mean, at what point does he come after people like you and me?
Well, he's got people like you and me on a list. I know that.
Yeah.
So we're down the road. Like, right now, he's doing what he's doing, going after brown and black people and going after some of the people, some of his highest ranked political enemies. My biggest fear is, and I call him a fascist because I believe it, we don't have enough time to describe what I mean by that. But my biggest worry is his use of the military. ICE is basically becoming his personal security detail.
Yeah, the SS, you know, the German word that SS stands for was protection detail. And yeah. It was Hitler's protection detail. It was the equivalent of the Secret Service kind of thing. Only Trump is turning ICE into America's version of the SS. It sure looks like it to me. And the SS, of course, ran the death camps.
Yeah, they are the most well-funded federal law enforcement agency now in our country's history, thanks to that big, bad, ugly bill. My fear is that because of his tariffs and his deportations, the economy is going to keep underperforming and doing poorly, and next year could look like, on paper, a bad year for Republicans. And my biggest fear, Tom, is Trump is setting the table to use the military on our streets to really mess with or put off the 2026 elections.
Yeah, I am very concerned about that as well. Joe, your party, your former party, the Republican Party, has been aggressively engaging, you know, using this mythology that Democrats are importing brown people into America to vote in elections. It has been knocked down, I mean, since the 60s, you know, the old Project Eagle Eye. Operation Eagle Eye. And this lie about phony voters is being used. Greg Palast did the math, you know, the BBC reporter. He did the math using actual official federal government numbers. 4.2 million people who were legal voters were denied the right to vote in the 2024 election in seven or eight swing states. And he said, you know, primarily, and he said, if those voters had been allowed to vote, a little more than two-thirds of them were purged from voting lists, many of them because they failed to return a postcard that they've been mailing into black communities that says, you know, we're checking to see that you actually live here. If you do send back the card, it looks like junk mail, so people don't send it back. It's got 3% return rate on these cards. You know, Palast said that had those 4.2 million people been able to vote, you would have Kamala Harris in the White House right now and you'd have a Democratic House and Senate. What do we do about this? You used to be on the inside here.
Yeah. And Tom, I think you and I have talked about this. The old Joe Walsh, when I would huddle back in the day with my Republican colleagues, they were clear privately that their goal is to make it more difficult for people to vote. Period. Because Republicans believe the more people who vote, the worse they will do at the polls. And this still holds true. Even though Trump has kind of changed the dynamic of who's voting for who, Republicans are still all about trying to limit the vote. Maybe, Tom, you just bumped this up to the top of the list.
Yeah.
I don't know of a more important issue than this.
The Constitution says right to vote in three or four different places. The National Voter Registration Act in 1993 says we have a right to vote. I don't understand why you have to go to a judge to take away somebody's gun, but you can take away somebody's vote without even telling them. I've got 30 seconds to a hard break, Joe. Your thoughts?
I'll give you with this. Because Trump does 1,000 horrible things every day, we missed this one 2 weeks ago. Donald Trump 2 weeks ago put an election denier in charge of election security at DHS.
Good God.
An election denier. So be ready. Trump's going to do everything he can to cheat and everything to try to win in 26. We Democrats got to be ready.
Yeah, because he knows if the Democrats take the House, the investigations will begin, and he is not going to survive that politically. Yeah. Joe Walsh, former U.S. Congressman from Illinois. Social Contract with Joe Walsh, .substack.com. It's a brilliant podcast and newsletter. Check it out. Joe, thanks a lot for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
You as well, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about foundations in caregiving. How does a parent or other caregiver manage their own emotions when their child is dysregulated?
Caregiving for someone with diverse abilities comes with real emotional weight. Our course, Foundations in Caregiving, helps you understand what's happening for them and for you. This class gives you tools to help you stay regulated in the moment, build structure at home, and reconnect with your role, not as a caregiver, but as a parent. It's self-paced, on-demand, practical, and built for real life.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations in caregiving, personalized family support planning, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit FocusOnFreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a Real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Volkswagen of Oshkosh. And all you gotta do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click Events.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So, you ever heard of the three pillars of good health? They are great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I find it works. It's easy. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. And with every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll receive a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit Zepa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use that code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. So go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today. Text fees may apply. Zipa.com, use the code PINK. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. That's pretty amazing. So meanwhile, Pete Hegseth has decided that the military is just being too nice to women, right?
We want warriors with tattoos and biceps shooting up testosterone. That's what we want in the military.
So the press secretary for the Pentagon, Kingsley Wilson, says this was an article, actually. It shared a link to an article from the right-wing outlet, The Daily Signal, which says that the Defense Advisory Committee on Women, which, by the way, was started in 1951 by Republican President Eisenhower, former commander of the Allied forces in Europe, right? The guy who fought Hitler and won, created the Defense Advisory Committee on Women because there were all these women in the military and women had different needs than men, and the military had traditionally been all men. So anyhow, this right-wing paper, the Daily Signal, says that the committee expressed concerns about reproductive health care after overturning Roe v. Wade. And that's an example of the feminist agenda. Really? Rape is a real thing in our military. It's actually a big problem in the military. It's kind of a, you know, it can be kind of a pressure cooker environment. And of course, you know, beyond rape, you've got accidental pregnancies and things like that. But rape is the primary reason why when Roe v. Wade got overturned and there were military bases in red states that were banning abortion, the Biden administration came up with this policy through this Defense Advisory Committee of saying that if women need to get an abortion, they can hop on a military plane and go to a blue state where you can still legally get an abortion. But Pete Hegseth has decided to do away with this. We're going to do away with the Defense Advisory Committee on Women because it is a feminist agenda. And hey, this man's army is this band's army. It's just white men. That's all we want. Have you noticed he's fired virtually every one of the senior officials in the military that Hegseth has gotten rid of have been either black or female, and in some cases both, but you know, either black or female. And he says, oh, they're woke because of the color of their skin. I mean, this administration is just doing it right out in front of all of us. And they're just saying, hey, we dare you to say something about it. We dare you to do something about it. We're going to turn this nation white whether you like it or not. That's what they're saying. It's incredible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing.
Here's the thing. Because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com.
Soybeans are on the higher side of unchanged midday on a Wednesday. The market is settling after reacting to Argentina's export tax cut. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about the impact of cheaper Argentine beans after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Market advisor John Heinberg joins us midday on a Wednesday. After Argentina suspended its export tax, China has reportedly purchased several cargoes of their soybeans. John explains.
The Argentina government decided to take their tax export taxes to zero from the current level. Soybeans, that was 26% on those taxes and 9.5% on corn. And that's why we saw the big reaction in the market for soybeans for sure yesterday. Again, it just brings Argentina right back into competitiveness with the U.S. bushels. Unfortunately, we already saw China step into the market and buy a pile of Argentina soybeans on that tax break yesterday. And those are beans I think our market was really hoping were going to come out of the United States.
John Heinberg along with us, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. We'll take a look at soybean prices next.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFenn Technologies were born and patented this century with a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
From Chicago, midday on a Wednesday, December corn is down a penny and a half at 424 and three quarters. November soybeans are trading 2 1/4 cents higher at 1014 and a quarter. Cash wheat is up 2 3/4 cents at 523 and a quarter. And 2026 new crop wheat, that's up a penny and three quarters at 563 and a quarter. The October Class 3 milk contract is up 18 cents at 1728 a hundredweight. The November contract is trading 23 cents higher at 1683 a hundredweight. For more agribusiness news and insights to the market, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter and get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal on collagen at a good collagen at the fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chant for New Orleans. Make them read history, learn empathy too. Post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies, their slogans, their chants.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up the calls here. Oh, I wanted to share this one story with you. You know, Ed Martin is this, he's the deputy, an associate deputy attorney general now. And he is demanding all documents related to FBI Special Agent William Aldenberg. Now, who is William Aldenberg? He is the FBI agent who was the first federal officer on the scene at Sandy Hook after all those children were slaughtered, some of them, you know, to the point where their heads were literally blown off their bodies because that young man had come in with an AR-15. And he was subpoenaed to testify in the case of Alex Jones, when Alex Jones was claiming that it was a hoax and that no children died and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, first they went after the FBI agents who raided Trump's home in Florida and fired them. Then they went after the FBI agents who were participating in examining the crimes committed by Trump's organization and, you know, other things around other crimes that Trump had committed. And now they're going after FBI agents or an FBI agent who helped take down Alex Jones. This is truly scary stuff. This is the politicization of our police agencies. And it's something that should never happen in America. Never, never, ever. This is Nixon's enemies list. And the fact that the media and Americans in general are not more shocked by this, and the Democrats are not screaming about this. I mean, can you imagine if during the Biden administration, when the Democrats had the House and Senate, if Joe Biden had directed a U.S. attorney to go after FBI agents who had investigated Hunter Biden? They were there. There's a bunch of them who did it. Biden never ordered that, but if he had, the roof would have come down. I mean, the Republicans would have been squealing and screaming so loud, you wouldn't have heard nothing else for weeks. It would become a campaign issue. And the Democrats are like, well, you know, it's not a good thing, I suppose. We'll send another strongly worded letter. So what's on your mind? Raymond in Seattle. Hey, Raymond, what's up?
Hello. Hello, Tom. How are you today?
I'm alive and kicking, Raymond. What's on your mind today?
Nice. The lead-in was great. I want to ask you how we change our delivery when talking about Trump and the Supreme Court taking the extraordinary powers away from the Constitution and the American people, and instead of being in shock and disbelief and kind of complaining about it, how to reframe it into what we can do with our next Democratic president to do the same thing they're doing in a better way?
Well, that's going to be a big debate. I mean, you know, this was the conversation that I had with Joe Walsh, although we didn't get to this stage in the conversation, Raymond. And that is, the Democrats are going to be faced with two options, basically, if a Democrat is elected president in 2028. And, hopefully we'll all live to see that day, right? It'll happen, but you just, God only knows. But if a Democrat is elected, that Democratic president can either use these new powers that Trump has claimed and the Supreme Court has given to the president to basically shove through, a modern day version of the New Deal and the Great Society. In other words, to reboot America in a progressive direction. Or they can go to Congress and say, I shouldn't have this much power. No president should have this much power. Let's pass some laws that will constrain the president. And by the way, I'd say at the same time, let's pass some laws that will constrain, put some guardrails around the Supreme Court as well. And my sense of things is that, that would be the right thing to do. And that there's a very good chance that that's exactly what the next Democratic president would do. But a lot's going to depend on who that person is, whether that person is somebody who is, more willing to wield power the way FDR and LBJ did, or whether it's the kind of person who, is more introspective and reluctant to wield power that way, and would really rather just kind of follow the Constitution and the rule of law, sort of like, Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama. So
we need someone to do both. We need someone to come in, take over, right the ship, and then when Republicans scream and cry about it, then start working on constitutional protections or protections from Congress to protect.
Yeah, I guess it's not an entirely all or nothing thing. Red light, green light. We can walk and chew gum. To find a terrible old metaphor, but yeah, okay, good point, Raymond. Raymond, thank you very much for the call. Grace in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Grace, what's on your mind today?
Hi, sorry. First off, thank you so much for taking the call and having the conversations you do and sharing the information that you do. I was wondering if you had any advice on how to combat the misinformation and programming from the right about LGBTQ people. I mean, I had someone today tell me that the plus in LGBTQ was for pedophiles, which is categorically untrue.
What?
Right?
I've never even heard that.
I looked at them, and neither had I, and they were like, oh, yeah, someone I trust told me that. And I was like, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
But then you see, LGBTQ people are being accused of being groomers, they're being accused of being pedophiles. Yeah. Meanwhile, you see people in power, especially men, who are the ones caught in pedophilic acts. I mean, the Epstein files, all the hoops the right are jumping through to protect the people in power. And then you have the Republican lawmaker and the Republican county magistrate in South Carolina that were recently caught in pedophilic acts, they were found to have child sex abuse materials. I'm not blaming men for those people's sick, horrible choices, but they tend to demonize and attack the whole community of LGBTQ plus people. And so, is there any advice you have for how we can humanize them to the right when they're constantly demonizing them?
I would simply say something like, I'm so saddened to hear that you're not willing to see the humanity of our queer brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, we just need to amplify the fact that, speaking as the father of a queer kid and the uncle of a trans kid, I've been through this. And I think that what you need to do is say just explicitly, we need to acknowledge the humanity of people, of all people.
And whether people are straight or gay, whether they're trans or lesbian or whatever, they are human beings first.
Yeah.
So I would try to shame anybody who says anything other than that, Grace. I would aggressively try to shame them.
Visibly bad. I'm not someone who gets angry. I got visibly mad at this person. Was like, I don't know where you got that misinformation, but that is horribly harmful rhetoric. Yeah. And I am absolutely like, you need to do your research.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. Grace, thank you for the call. That was a good one. Joe in Van Nuys. Hey, Joe, what's up?
OMG, I finally got through. First of all, thank you, like everybody else, for everything, et cetera, et cetera.
Unnecessary, but thank you.
I have a question for the Tom Hartman University professor.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from your show that a republic is a form of government or country that does not have a king or a monarch, correct?
Well, no, I've never said that. Most republics don't. The main point of a republic is that the primary power lies with the people rather than with the leader. So you've got countries like, the Netherlands, that has a king. But the king has no power. The power resides with the people. So Netherlands is a republic. On the other hand, you've got countries where you do have kings, and sometimes you have elections for officials, like Jordan, for example, that are not
republics. They're banana republics. Okay?
You could call them kingdoms.
That's what they were called back in, I'm 67, that's what we used to call them, republics.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if a republic that has a king, I would just say that, I've called the Republicans Republicans and Republicans because the Republic can't do anything when they're in charge.
Yeah.
But now they want a king, so why don't we just call them the Republic Kings?
There you go.
Because that's what they are.
I get it.
They're Republicans.
I get it.
They're a contradiction.
No, I get it. Joe, thank you. That's keep thinking. That's a good one. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS and 1100 AM.
Imagine if you could rewire your brain to help yourself lose weight. David and Gina of WorkWell Hypnosis help their clients leave bad habits like overeating behind. So David, how does your hypnosis program work for helping folks with weight management?
We address emotional eating and food cravings at their source, creating lasting behavioral changes through unconscious reprogramming. So no extreme diets, pills, or exercise. We help clients reduce stress-related eating patterns and build a healthy relationship with food.
Okay, but how does hypnosis do that?
Hypnosis helps to rewire unconscious eating habits by accessing the state where positive suggestions take root. Clients learn to naturally prefer healthier foods and make healthier decisions. They also learn how to break emotional eating cycles.
Thanks, David. If you're ready to reshape your eating habits, call WorkWell Hypnosis for a natural, medication-free, personalized treatment approach. Visit WorkWellHypnosis.com to book your no-cost strategy phone call and learn how hypnosis can work for you.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse any religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, about truth in the classroom, about the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Trade your meds for a Bible quote.
Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Ron in Hamilton Field. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, listening to an opening concerning fear, when you're talking about autism, I go back to a record that was reported by Dr. Don Huber on studies from MIT and then CDC's report in 1970 that 2 in 100,000 newborn were afflicted with autism. Where today's situation, Don Huber, the professor with MIT, their report was way back when, and we're now at the eighth year cycle that their report that indicated that 1 in 2 children would be born with autism, and Dr. Huber was relating to glyphosate, which is used overall all over the world and demonstrates the mother-to-child disease transmission.
Roundup,
that's the trade name for it.
Yep.
Of course, that was Monsanto that was sold to Bayer. The problem here is when you focus on Tylenol and its constituents, that's nonsense. That's one product name.
Yep.
When all over the environmental and the food products and everything else are contributive to the mother-to-child transmission for triggering a potential disease. Where is this overall? Why is this attack on one? Is there some hidden factor behind the scene to go after that particular corporation?
No, I think Bob Kennedy put his foot in his mouth, you know, when he said that he was going to solve the autism mystery by September. And so he had to come up with, and these are old studies that are largely debunked. The Swedish study of, you know, roughly 3 million children over multiple decades found that there's no relationship between vaccines or Tylenol, acetaminophen, mm-hmm. they call it paracetamol in Europe, between those things and autism. You know, and the other thing is, there's little doubt in my mind that if we had the level of awareness of what autism is and how broad the spectrum is, in mm-hmm. 1957, when I entered elementary school, or 1956, that I would have been diagnosed as autistic, probably as Asperger's. You know, instead, what they did is, you know, I was always the socially isolated kid. I was the one who didn't play with others in the playground. I was always reading books. And I was an early reader myself. My mom taught me to read when I was three. You know, there's just no doubt. But instead, what they did is they put me in a class for gifted kids. And it saved my life. But, you know, I think that, you know, Bob Kennedy is talking about this, you know, now we got one in 38 kids has autism. You know, we used to just call them smart kids. I'm talking about the high functioning ones, right? I acknowledge that there are some kids who are autistic who are in meltdown, you know, who are incapable of functioning. And it's a tragedy.
That's the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we need to find the genetic and environmental factors that are involved with that. But there's been research into this for 50 years. I mean, you know, serious, hardcore, well-done research, and none of the serious peer-reviewed stuff has pointed to Tylenol or vaccines. Instead, what they're pointing to is things like environmental toxins, perhaps things like, you know, you mentioned glyphosate, which is outlawed in Europe. And, you know, is used here in the United States. The big problem with that appears to be that it's also not just an herbicide, it also kills bacteria. It's an antibiotic, essentially, and it appears to be ruining the gut bacteria of people. And gut bacteria is one of the primary signaling sources for the brain. You know, it literally controls mood. And as we're discovering now, in fact, there's a new probiotic out that's being sold just to help your mood. And so, it's not crazy, I think, to think that glyphosate may play some role in this. But who knows? I would be the last person to pull a Bob Kennedy and say, I've figured this thing out. I mean, I don't know.
Answer me a question.
Yeah.
Answer me a question. Tell me, and I don't know who can, how many new chemicals, how many old chemicals are all interacting with the environment?
Oh, God only knows. There's 80,000. This number is at least 15 years old. It was in my book, Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. At the time that I wrote that book in 1996, there were 80,000 unregulated chemicals in our environment that had never been studied. 80,000.
We're talking hundreds of thousands now.
So, I would guess, yeah, because that was before we had these forever chemicals and all this other stuff. So, Ron, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you. I mean, the other night I was watching Rachel Maddow, and she was talking about, I'm socially incompetent. I don't like to go to party, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, another member of my tribe. Anyhow, we'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, They'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms three detainees were shot today at the ICE facility in Dallas, and two were dead. That information differing from a briefing earlier when the Dallas police chief appeared alongside ICE and FBI officials and announced one victim was deceased. Authorities also say the shooter was found dead. FBI special agent in charge, Joseph Rothrock, says messages on bullets appear to be anti-ICE in nature, but also noted no officers were injured.
While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack.
ICE officials say they are stepping up security at other detention facilities as a precaution. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with his Russian counterpart today. It comes after President Trump slammed Russia's attacks in Ukraine and suggested Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky today on alert for severe storms. This is ABC News.